Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, thanks again for being on the podcast today. If you're new to these, we spend about 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and right now in the month of January, we're hanging out in the Gospel of John. And so I want to encourage you to jump over to the webpage, sugarhill.church/fresh-start. And on there, you'll find these podcasts. You'll also find a daily meditation and then a 21-day reading plan to read through the Gospel of John. And man, this has been so, so powerful. Today, we're going to hang out in John chapter 9. If you haven't had a chance to read it yet, I want to encourage you to jump online or into your Bible and read John chapter 9 because it's really interesting. In John 9, there's a lot of drama going on around this man who was born blind. There's all kinds of questions. Why did God allow this blindness? Or why did God cause this blindness? And the disciples thought one of two things. On one hand, they thought, well, maybe the reason why he is blind is because he has sinned. I mean, immediately they're pointing blame at this guy. God, you're broken. There's something wrong with you. You're blind because obviously you sinned. Or on the second hand, maybe his parents had sinned. Maybe they did something really wrong and maybe they blew it. And so now God is judging them. Now, it seems a little superstitious, doesn't it? I mean, it seems kind of crazy to say, well, he's blind, so obviously either he sinned or his parents sinned. But I would remind us that oftentimes we do that in our own lives. I think if we're all honest, we'd admit there have been times that we've experienced some level of brokenness in our life. Maybe it wasn't the physical blindness this guy had, but some other brokenness, some other issue going on in your life. And if we're not careful, there are times that we think, well, maybe I've done something to deserve it. I mean, I remember back about 11 years ago when my dad was first diagnosed with cancer, with bone cancer. And on the front end, I'm thinking, man, God's going to answer this prayer. God's going to do something supernatural. God's going to deliver him. God's going to heal him. This is going to be one of those God-sized moments. And then just a little over three months later, my dad passed away and I was crushed. I was heartbroken. And if I'm honest, man, I had some of those questions in my mind. Maybe I did something wrong. Maybe he did something wrong. What's going on? And so I was trying to assign blame. Well, one of the things that we learn in this chapter is that Jesus literally turns this kind of thinking upside down. Jesus takes that argument of, man, who sinned and who is responsible for it? And God, through Jesus, teaches us this truth that there are times that God allows things like this to happen to point people to him. I mean, in John 9 and verse 3, he says, the works of God might be displayed in him. And so lesson number one is that instead of assigning blame, look for God in the middle of it. How does this point us to Jesus? But then there's the second truth that really sticks out in this chapter. And it's the message of hope. It's the message of the gospel. It's the message of healing. In the middle of this guy's story, he's healed, and then all these people start asking this question, who's the guy that healed you? Is he a sinner? Why is he breaking the rule of the Sabbath? Why is he breaking our tradition? And what's interesting is this guy doesn't debate the points of the law with them. He doesn't drop some sort of truth bomb on them. He doesn't try to engage with something he doesn't fully know. Instead, he answers the critics in verse 25 of John 9 by saying, whether he's a sinner, I do not know. But the one thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see. In other words, there's a lot he didn't have figured out. He didn't know all of theology. He didn't understand all the ins and outs of who Jesus was. He didn't understand why Jesus is breaking the tradition of the Sabbath. But the one thing he does know is, man, I've been blind my whole life, and now I'm not. Now I see. And so this is a great reminder of how simple it is to talk about the gospel, the good news of Jesus. See, in all of our lives, if you know Christ personally, there's been that defining moment in your life where something different happened inside of you. Something different happened because of Jesus in your life. Sometimes it's, man, I was rescued from a lifestyle of sin. Sometimes it's God picked up the broken pieces of my marriage. Sometimes it's when I was at the last, you know, sort of at the end of my rope, God showed up. Whatever that is for you, there's that moment where you go from, I was blind, but now I see. And I want to encourage you. Sometimes we feel discouraged. We're like, I don't know theology. I don't know all the books of the Bible. I don't know all the ins and outs. But all you do have to know is, how did Jesus step into your brokenness and bring you wholeness and healing. I was blind, but now I see." So as we wrap up today, I want to encourage you to read John chapter 9, because as we read John chapter 9, we learn that Jesus can pull something good out of the worst situation, and just like this guy with dead eyes that reminded this man he needs a healer, our sin too reveals our need for a Savior, and both of those needs, they're met in Jesus alone. How can you carry this truth with you? How can you be somebody that openly speaks of the things of God, that even if you don't know theology, even if you don't know all the background, you're able to say with authenticity, "I once was blind, but now I see." Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.